Hi everyone, this is Mariana here. Welcome to your Wow Wrap. I have a question for you today. Is your life's logo love? The dear and well-known children's hymn quotes, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Yes, Jesus loves me. Paul understood what this meant. Look at what he teaches us in 1 Corinthians 13:13. Trust steadily in God, hope unswervingly, love extravagantly, and the base of the three is love. Our scripture this week comes from Ephesians 5 verses 1 and 2. Therefore become imitators of God, copy him and follow his example, as well beloved children, imitate their father, and walk continually in love, that is, value one another, practice empathy and passion, unselfishly seeking the best for others, just as Christ also loved you and gave himself up for us, an offering and sacrifice to God, slain for you so that it became a sweet fragrance. Let's be determined this week to live a life of love. Let's anticipate God's love to fill our lives and go forth, living abundant lives that overflows with love towards others. Let's be imitators of God in everything we do. God is love. That means our life's logos need to be love. Do we sow love everywhere we go? Don't dare the risk of being cut off from God's love. Do we spend enough time in our Father's presence, in His Word, worshipping Him, to experience and receive His love? Who is our true first love? It's only when we understand our Heavenly Father's love for us that we can follow His example and let love flow from our lives to those around us. And it's only then that we can represent our Father as beloved sons and daughters here on earth, shining His light of hope and love everywhere we go. Let's walk surrendered to the extravagant love of Christ. There is no greater love than giving yourself up as a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. That's what Jesus did for us, each one of us. He surrendered his life as a sacrifice, as a sweet healing fragrance, so that we can experience life, eternal life in abundance. He loved us extravagantly. He didn't love in order to get something from us, but to give everything of himself to us. If He did that for us, how can we not but show the same kind of love to those around us? What is keeping our hearts divided, focused on self? Imagine a world where love has the first and final say. And lastly, let's walk in the way of love. Do we grasp the significance of the unique contribution we can make in the lives of others? When we do, we will step into our destinies and allow others to experience the heart of God. It all starts with love. Let's pray together. Father God, thank you for your extravagant love towards us. May we express ourselves to others in love. Let our motives, passion, and purpose be to love well. Help us to be patient, gentle, and consistently kind to all. Help us not to feel any jealousy, brag about our own achievements, nor inflate our own importance. Jesus, take away all shame, disrespect, or self-honor. Help us not to get irritated easily or quick to take offense. We want to follow your example and joyfully celebrate honesty and do what is right in your eyes. Let love be our safe place of shelter. Help us to build and believe in others. May we never give up on loving others. Above all else, may love be the beautiful prize for which we run, the logo of our lives. Father God, we steadily trust you, we unswervingly put our hope upon you, and we extravagantly love you. Amen. Have the most wonderful week.